You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hair thicker, shinier, and even the color is improved. People keep asking me if I dyed my hair. Thanks for a great product.
I was skeptical about the success stories from Ovation customers, but I'm not anymore. Not only does my hair look better, the Ovation system made my hair softer, and I experienced less breakage.
These survey responses are from people just like you sharing their Ovation experiences of thicker, stronger, and longer hair. Improve the health of your hair with Ovation Cell Therapy. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter USA News at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter USA News at checkout for your special discount.
OvationHair.com.
Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says she learned a valuable lesson in church yesterday.
He basically said, you know, if you're going to read and listen to Romans 12, you got to be nicer to the press.
The former Secretary of State told worshipers at Foundry United Methodist Church in Washington that her former pastor there gave her some blunt political advice. She told reporters covering her remarks she'll take that advice to heart.
So, to my friends in the press, I will certainly take that to heart.
Clinton has often had a tense relationship with the media. European leaders are set to meet today to talk about mandatory refugee quotas as a response to the ongoing Syrian migrant crisis. The European Commission said last week that 160,000 refugees needed placement across the European Union. Today's meeting comes a day after at least 34 people drowned off a Greek island when a boat capsized. Greece says it's the deadliest accident since the refugee crisis began. With more news online at usaheadlinenews.com, this is USA Headline News.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life, Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running, from batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Dallas Cowboys' thrilling 27-26 win against the New York Giants counts as one of the highlights from yesterday's first NFL Sunday. Tony Romo hit Jason Witten with a touchdown pass with just 7 seconds remaining. A Simsbury, Connecticut high school junior wide receiver is recovering from a heart transplant. Danny Dietz was given his new heart last Friday and said before surgery he's thankful to be given a second chance at life.
If I never play another day of football the rest of my life, I'd be bummed, but if I didn't get to see, like, all of my friends and brothers who I play football with, like, that would be worse than not being able to play.
Doctors discovered Danny's enlarged heart last May. One friend of Danny Dietz says it's amazing the heart was found because he'd been waiting for it for months.
He was with us at practice, and then all of a sudden he's got the memo that he's going to get a heart. So I just found that very, very crazy.
The Reverend Billy Graham says it's okay if older people aren't physically able to come to church. The 96-year-old evangelist writes in the Kansas City Star that God knows seniors' limitations and doesn't look down on them because they can't do everything they once did. Graham writes that, quote, God's word is not limited by distance or confined only to a building. He advises seniors to request a visit from their pastor and let church friends know they're praying for them. Make sure to join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. Follow us also on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Ron Taylor. And you're listening to USA Headline News.
And this is Georgine Trinkle. I am your host today. If anyone's wondering, I might be a little bit early, or you may be checking your clocks, wondering what time it actually is, but it is 3:00. And today I'm hosting the Hunterdon Medical Center Hour, which is from 3 to 4. And I have a special guest in my studio, Linda Bryant. Linda, welcome.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having me as your alternate host today. And I know we're really excited to talk to you. You're the director center for the Healthy Aging at the Hunterdon Medical Center.
That's right.
And basically, Linda, our callers or our listeners and our callers are often wondering about Hunterdon Healthcare and the medical center. And this is a perfect hour to be talking about the services that are available and certainly what you do. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about your role at Hunterdon Healthcare.
Sure. Basically, what I do is I see individual patients from time to time. And it's great to be able to talk with them about issues regarding aging and health. And this is a wonderful opportunity to talk with everyone about that.
Well, one thing, maybe you could set me straight right away. So our hour is called Hunterdon Medical Center, but you are the director for the Center for Healthy Aging. So are there different departments within Hunterdon Medical Center and Hunterdon Healthcare?
Sure. Definitely Hunterdon Healthcare System is one department, but there is also a department basically with most of the departments in the hospital setting. Even though they are Hunterdon Healthcare, there are a number of departments, and they usually want to talk about healthy aging. Basically, what is healthy aging? And there's a lot of definitions out there, but this was probably the easiest one that I was able to find in defining it. Healthy aging is the development and maintenance of optimal mental, social, and physical well-being and function in older adults. This is most likely to be achieved when communities are safe, when they promote health and well-being, and use health services and community programs to prevent or minimize disease. So when you ask, you know, do we interact with different departments within the hospital? The answer is with all of them. Aging goes across all of the different specialties, whether it's cardiology, gastroenterology, pulmonology, the cancer program. We interact with all of them, and we try to work with their seniors to achieve just exactly that optimal health.
Well, Linda, I can't wait to hear more about that and all the comprehensive services that Hunterdon Medical Center and Hunterdon Healthcare provides and how they interact across the board to provide a seamless experience for patients. So we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about healthy aging and community services and programs. Stay with us.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back here at the Hunterdon Medical Center Hour, which is from 3 to 4 today, which is September 14th. And I have Linda Bryant, the director of Center for Healthy Aging, in the studio with me. And she's giving us a perfect segue to the weather, because right before we went on break, she was talking about healthy aging and making a stronger community. And a community is always stronger when the weather is perfect and people want to go outside and exercise. Isn't that right, Linda?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, today is the day to do that because it is absolutely beautiful out. Though I'm a little sad that you can feel summer slipping away. But we have a high of about 80 degrees. Right now it's 75 in Flemington, the studio where we're located here for the Hunterdon County Internet Chamber Radio Office, which happens to be at the same location as the Hunterdon County Chamber office. So hope everyone comes by to say hello. We have a beautiful and perfect day today. Tonight it's very clear. I don't know if anyone noticed the stars out last night and this morning, but it was great for stargazing. You could actually pick out the constellations. And tomorrow is a beach day. And in fact, I will tell you, if you want to skip your job and call in a personal day or vacation day, because we know when we take time off from work, we feel healthier.
Great mental health day.
It would be tomorrow with sunny, 82 degrees. Wednesday, same thing, sunny, high of 84. And Thursday, which is the day of the Norwest Cap 50th Gala, we have a beautiful sunny day with a high of 86. So that's your weather for the week, which is go outside, enjoy, go running, go biking, go walking, go sit outside with a cup of tea and de-stress. Here we are talking about healthy aging and how we can improve our all of the different demographics that you talked about across the different domains of healthcare and how they all interact to have a healthier population.
Absolutely. I think that everything is connected, mind and body and spirit for that matter. And I think when one part is ill, it does affect the other parts of our being.
It would probably be a good time now, Linda, if you could talk about the services that are that you offer.
Sure. One of the main services that really got our whole program started back in 1993 was geriatric assessment. Geriatric assessment is a very comprehensive evaluation of the older adult, but support and counseling for caregivers of those individuals. And we've been doing that, as I said, since 1993. And we have had multiple generations come in with their families so that we can spend time, do a full evaluation. And during that evaluation, we will do a physical, we do cognitive testing, we will review all the medications patients on, their social history, their immunizations, their environment, their safety issues. And we certainly take into consideration the caregivers' needs as we go through this whole assessment process. We spend anywhere from 2.5 to 3 hours with the individual and the family, and at the end we come out with a treatment plan, which we write a report on, and we send and share that with the family physician. We do consultative work. We do not do primary care. So although we see people back in crisis when their loved one is getting worse with perhaps maybe their dementia or their illness, but for their general follow-up, we do encourage them to stay in their medical home or with their family doctor. We also do a memory evaluation. We have a memory center as well. We're seeing much younger people in that that particular segment. And memory can be affected by so many things, medications, mental health. It can also be affected by other physical or disease processes that the patient has. For example, we've seen people with Lyme disease who have had what they've called brain fog. We've seen patients who have had chemotherapy who have had what they call or refer to as chemo brain. So that there are issues with memory that can affect many different things. And we do special testing for memory to determine what exactly is going on and try to come up with a treatment plan for each individual. One of the other things we do when elderly patients do come into the Hunterdon Medical Center because they need to be admitted for one reason or another, many times the geriatric or the issues that affect older adults really become much more a problem when they're in the hospital. We are called upon to do consultations on patients in the hospital as well. It's not uncommon.
You know what I wanted to ask, Linda, is the services that you're describing, are they provided at the hospital or at home or a combination of both?
Probably a common. We don't do home care in that regard. There have been very, very exclusive circumstances where patients just could not get out, and we had seen them before, and they needed us because they were in crisis. But we rarely make house calls. But we have patients that come to us from an outpatient setting, much the same as if you were going to any doctor's office. But we do see patients in the nursing home. We see patients in the hospital as well.
So if someone had some home issues, they're now disabled or they have certain limitations, they need the grab bars, the assessment at home, you can recommend them to another provider to make sure that the home environment stays a safe environment.
We can do that. We talk many times with caregivers on the phone, making recommendations, connecting with resources, other agencies that can be supportive in the home so that the caregivers know exactly who to call, what to expect, what to even ask for.
Because I know that's one of the barriers when people were healthy, ended up in the hospital, and then go back home, things have changed for them. And I know that typically when people can stay in an environment at home where they're comfortable with some slight modifications, we can have much better and more comprehensive services for
them. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think home care does a fabulous job. Hunterdon Home Health does a really good job. They have nurses, visiting nurses that go in. They have aides. They have companions that can be with the patients on a longer basis, on a daily, if necessary, basis. So that definitely when people reach a point where they have a chronic illness that really keeps them at home, extending that care and support into the home is very, very important for success and quality of care.
And it sounds like going to the healthy aging and the assessment process first helps to ensure that as they continue to have issues that they have those wraparound services.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Excellent. We're going to take a short break, Linda, and then when we come back, we're going to talk more about healthy aging and services and when people need to call for help and to get your assistance in helping their loved ones. Stay with us.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones-Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
And we're back here at the Hunterdon Medical Center Hour, and I'm your host today. My name is Georgine Trinkle, and I typically host the 4 to 5 slot on Monday at Hot in Hunterdon, but I'm happy to be here with the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour, and I'm speaking with Linda Bryant, the Director, Center for Healthy Aging. And right before the break, Linda, we were talking about how important it is to be able to start with the assessment. One of the things you mentioned earlier is the medications. And I'm not being critical of any healthcare. We all know the system is broken at best. And we're lucky to have the services that you have to do the assessment, because with the prescriptions, often to get the cheaper price, people are mailing in their prescriptions to a company and they're not consulting with the pharmacist anymore. And we used to always have the neighborhood pharmacist. You'd go in my neighborhood where I grew up, it was Mr. COC, and he would always explain the counter effects of the different medications, and he would take a half hour if it took a half hour, however long it took for patients to understand what they were taking. But we don't have that now, and I think that's such a great service you're able to offer, and to go through the side effects and the impacts of medication.
Oh, absolutely. Medication
medication can have a tremendous impact on memory in certain older individuals. And medication's one of those things that everyone is individual. Not everybody reacts the same way. Some people can tolerate certain types of medicines where others cannot. Sometimes you have to switch the medicine until you find the right one that's doing the job right. So medication is something that's very important to evaluate and to determine, could this be causing memory loss? Could it be causing the confusion? Could it be causing a balance problem? So that's why that's one of the most important things we do is a medication review. Many times in our assessment process, we have a PhD pharmacologist join the team because we've had many patients come in with multiple numbers of drugs. I think the record we've had was someone was prescribed 26 different medications, which is an almost impossible schedule for anybody with any kind of a memory problem to really work with. So it's so important to make sure that you have the right medication, eliminate those that you don't need, and that's what one of our services is all about.
That sounds like an excellent service. And are there certain signs that, you know, people have maybe a parent or a loved one that they start to see? How would someone recognize if they require your services for a loved one or themselves even?
Well, that's a really good question, and I'm so glad you asked for themselves, because many times the referral starts with the caregiver. And I would say probably about 40%, maybe 35 to 40% come from physicians, but the majority come from family. Rarely does a patient call us. Our younger patients for the memory center tend to call on their own. But generally in the geriatric population, we find that the family members that are really doing the caregiving are the ones that call us and begin to explain how they don't know what to do, where to turn to, how to rectify issues that they see are happening. And that's where things really begin. We think that it's very important to understand why the person has the memory issue, because there's a lot of reasons that you can have memory problems. So it's a full evaluation with a history and so on. And with that comes a lot of caregiver stress. They're worried about, are they doing the right thing? What could they do better? Am I crazy myself that all of a sudden I'm seeing these things happen and I, you know, my other family members don't see the same thing? And I think that that's a very critical point that could be even a breaking point for caregivers not getting the support and understanding and trying to get help but not knowing where to turn. So we try to do as much as we can for that process.
So, Linda, if I have a listener now who's saying, oh, you know, I'm starting to see those signs being exhibited by, you know, someone I'm providing care for, how would they reach out to you?
Well, hopefully they'll hear this radio show, which was really informing people about it. But I think if you need help, even if you called Helpline, they certainly know about our program. You could call the hospital. They know about the program. The Office on Aging or the phone numbers on these individual places, for example, if you called my department, you could call Hunter Medical Center at 908-788-6373. That would be a direct line into my department, and we'd be happy to work with them. We have two social workers and myself who handle calls that come in with need for resources.
That's excellent. What we'll do is on our Facebook page, we'll put the direct number for the department, which I think for people listening to you today explain this, and they may start to see some signs and say, I really would like to start with an assessment. They'll have a direct link to you. And then we can also put the links for Hunter and Helpline and the Department of Aging, which is under the county,
right,
and some other resources. As you mentioned when we started, it is a community collaboration to try to keep everyone aging and aging in place and a healthier community. So
absolutely,
it's great that you're so familiar with the resources. And it really is difficult for family members who are juggling multiple things and managing their own life and commitments. Is there an easy, I know the answer will be no, but are there some tips you can give the caregiver that's juggling, caring for their loved ones, and trying to manage their own life and commitments?
I think the biggest tip I would want to give caregivers is to don't feel like you're alone. You need to reach out. That's the first important step. A lot of individuals feel, I can do this, you know, it's my mom, it's my dad, or it's my grandparent or whatever, and they want to do this themselves. I can tell you over time, it will wear you down to do this alone. And I really do want people to get that message, because if you're not in the best of shape because you're worn out, you're not going to help the person who needs you the most, which is the person you're caring for.
That's absolutely true. And I think sometimes people with that caregiving mentality, they forget the process that you learn when you're defending yourself or defending other people. First, you have to secure yourself. And if you can't secure yourself, make sure your own safety and your health is maximum. You certainly can't help anyone else. So we really have to stress that. You're not doing anyone a service if you're not caring for yourself first. That is first.
Absolutely. It's just like when you're on the airplane and the attendant shows you how to use the oxygen mask. And the first thing he or she will tell you is put it on yourself first, then put it on your child or the person you're caring for. And it's for that very reason. If you don't have a clear head because you're not getting enough air yourself, you're not going to be able to take care of the individual you're taking care of.
That is so true. And people always think they want to be a martyr, Linda, but I think that people who are trying to do the best they can, they get so frazzled sometimes, and they truly can't see the tree in the forest, and it can be really overwhelming. So I think the message that you're sending today, people aren't alone, that there is support and there's care, and you just have to reach out for it.
Absolutely.
Do you have any support groups in Hunterdon County people can access?
Oh, absolutely. I know we've been talking mostly about patients that might have memory disturbances, but there is a general caregiver support group, and that could be for anyone with any particular problem. And they meet the first Thursday of the month from 1 to 3 p.m. On the fifth floor. In the conference room of the Hunterdon Behavioral Health Program at Hunterdon Medical Center. And the contact person, let me give you that number. It would be for Kathy Mason, M-A-S-O-N, and her number is 908-237-2364. Now, Kathy also runs an Alzheimer's dementia support group. So, and there are many different forms of dementia. So it's not just about Alzheimer's disease, but they meet the second Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. And they meet in actually my department, which is the Hunterdon Medical Center for Healthy Aging, in our conference room. And you can call Kathy Mason for that number as well.
Great. So she does both of those support groups.
A general and a dementia.
Excellent. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and then we're going to listen to the news, and we'll be back talking more with my guest today, Linda Bryant, the Director, Center for Healthy Aging. So I hope everyone stays with us, and you will be able to listen to the news now.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Northern California's raging Valley Fire has turned deadly. The massive wildfire has claimed the life of one person and remains at 0% containment, covering an estimated 50,000 acres.
As we came down, there was fire everywhere. And all houses, our neighbors' houses, friends' houses, everybody's houses are burning up.
Cal Fire says hundreds of homes have been destroyed since the fire erupted on Cobb Mountain Saturday afternoon. The fires prompted California Governor Jerry Brown to declare a state of emergency in Napa and Lake counties. Authorities in western Kentucky are searching for a suspect who shot and killed a Kentucky State Police trooper. The suspect's vehicle was found abandoned in the median of Interstate 24 in Lyon County last night. A police spokesman would not disclose the trooper's name nor more information about the incident. Authorities are calling it a very dangerous situation. Kentucky County Clerk, who went to jail because she wouldn't issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, goes back to work today. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis was released last week. This is USA Headline News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26, valid in-store and online while supplies last.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day.
Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer is proposing legislation that would prevent drones from flying near airports and major events. Schumer says close calls between drones and commercial airliners are on the rise.
It is only a matter of time before a drone is sucked into the engine of a passenger airliner. It crashes and huge tragedy results.
Schumer has introduced a measure requiring companies that make drones to use something called geofencing technology. That means building something into a drone software that prevents it from flying into dangerous places.
The elegant solution is called geofencing. And what it means is this, that every drone has software inside of it that helps it fly. You can build into the software a program where a drone can't fly in dangerous places.
American Airlines is taking a hard look at its internal procedures after admitting a serious blunder. The airline owned up to flying the wrong plane from Los Angeles to Hawaii. The plane that was flown to Hawaii on August 31st didn't have proper long-range overwater certification. This is USA Headline News.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Wall Street is warily eyeing this week's Federal Reserve meeting. Officials could decide to raise interest rates for the first time in 9 years. However, ongoing global stock market volatility may delay a rate hike. Mimi Chatterman reports from New York.
Interest rates have been at near historic lows since June 2006. Since the start of the year, the Fed has hinted at a raise, first suggesting June, before pushing back a potential raise until September. Data on retail sales, industrial production, and the consumer price index all come before the Fed needs to make its decision on Thursday afternoon. Analysts remain divided over whether it will happen this month. Mimi Chahiman, New York.
Billionaire Donald Trump thinks American CEOs are making too much money, but there isn't much that can be done about it.
You'll take a company like, I could say, Macy's or many other companies where they put in their friends as the head of the company, and they get whatever they want, you know, because the friends love sitting on the board.
On CBS Face the Nation, the front runner for the Republican presidential nomination called it disgraceful. The top executive makes hundreds of times what average workers does. Trump also attacked hedge fund managers, then suggested they have control of some of its rivals through large campaign donations. He promised he'll be unveiling an economic plan in the coming weeks that lowers taxes on the middle class and raises them on hedge funds.
They're all supporting Jeb Bush for the most part and Hillary Clinton. And, you know, it's funny when I hear them talking about, oh, we've got to stop this and that. They don't mean it.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Thanks, Ron, for that news update. Now we all can feel that we're a little more informed about what's going on. And again, I'll just tell you the quick weather update is that it's beautiful. Everyone should go outside after the Hunterdon Medical Center hour, certainly not before, because I'm speaking today with Linda Bryant, the Director, Center for Healthy Aging, and she's been giving us so much great information, including her phone number, if you wanted to reach out to her and talk about an assessment or an evaluation for a loved one, or if you're calling about yourself. We know that's a smaller percentage, but still you can reach out to Linda at 908-788-6373. And before our break, she was able to give us some information on support services, and Kathy Mason, who's running two different support services, can be reached at 908-237-2373. 1-800-662-4664. So I think the message was that you shouldn't be afraid to ask for help for yourself as a caregiver. And the other side of that is if you're caring for someone and you think that they need a little bit of help, but they're refusing help, they should still call you, shouldn't they?
Absolutely. I think part of that whole scenario is that there's stress building in the caregiver because there's frustration. They see things slipping or failing, and you want to do something, but your loved one is saying, oh, I can manage, and they don't know what to do. So we try to work with them as best we can. And probably the most important person that does play a key role besides the caregiver in this is the family physician. And I can't stress that enough. Many times our older adult community, they're generally very responsive when their physician says to them, Mary or John, I want you to do X, Y, and Z. Most times I think they try to be very compliant. I think they're very respectful of the physician and want to do what's right by themselves. They want to be independent for the most part. So they try to do whatever they can to maintain that independence. But the family doctor many times does not always know what's going on with some of these individuals. You know, the caregiver sees a side that the physician might not see. He may not see that things are failing in the house, or that they're not eating properly, or that they're not able to do their bills or write their own checks anymore, and things of that nature. And that's the time where the caregiver needs to call the family doctor and say, Doc, I need your help. This is what's really happening. I want to bring Mom or Dad in, and I need your help. If you could help us out, we'd appreciate it, but I'd like to have them go through the geriatric assessment so we could find out what's going on. They'll spend some extra time with us. And most of the family doctors in our community are very much aware of our program. They refer to us, and they know that there needs to be a lot more time spent with the patient and family to kind of get to the crux of what's going on. With the physician's endorsement of this service, the caregiver does get some relief, because most times, I would say 8 out of 10 times, the patient will come in.
I think when we're talking about a population that's aging, a lot of times I think that authority figure, that there's a lot of respect for that authority figure. And if that family physician, if he or she can spend a little time with the patient or also with the caregiver, are able to get a much clearer picture. I know from taking my mother to the physician, she thinks everyone's too busy. They, you know, oh, I don't want to bother her with my problems. Well, Mom, she's your doctor. That's exactly what you should be doing. You're not burdening. You're, evaluating and giving information so you can have a better assessment. But I do think that with certain generations, there's such a era of respect. And if you can get someone that has that respect, if it's the physician, sometimes it could even be a faith-based, a clergy,
sure,
a rabbi. They have a lot of influence.
Absolutely.
And that's another way to get some additional support for the caregiver and for what becomes the patient. So that is great to everyone to remember the family physician, to reach out or to reach out to the faith-based community if you have a good relationship, because they see things. And it gets to be very, very dangerous. I mean, something such as forgetting to take your medication.
Absolutely.
Can become something that's critical. And it's something that can be avoided with the right support.
And that's the kind of information that the family doctor needs to hear. You know, many times when I've spoken with seniors, I will always say to them, if you have a problem with a medication, don't just stop on your own. Call your doctor and say, Doc, I want to stop this medicine because, you know, I'm feeling more dizzy, I'm feeling sick to my stomach, I'm having whatever the problem is. And give them feedback, because that's the only way you're going to get the proper treatment. Stopping and then not doing anything may not be the proper answer. And that's why it's important to call the doctor in. And the doctor may not be able to give the caregiver a lot of information because of privacy, you know, HIPAA and all of that that goes with it. But you can give the doctor information so the doctor is better able to then work the situation, and you may have a much better outcome.
And it's been my experience that most of the physicians, they'll do whatever is necessary to help the patient.
Absolutely. So,
they'll find a way to be able to communicate some information. So we do have, we're building a network of support during this last hour with Linda Bryant, the Director, Center for Healthy Aging here. And we've been talking about healthy aging and the assessment. We've been talking about support groups and how to get some additional support for a parent or loved one. And also for a caregiver as well by attending support groups. But there's also other ways, and you have a great checklist of ways to help support a caregiver. And they're little things, but they can go a really long way, such as scheduling visitors so other people can give you a break. Maybe you need to do the grocery shopping. Well, maybe a neighbor will come by for an hour while you go out and do the grocery shopping.
Right. And the information that we do give out or we talk about with caregivers, they may not even think about themselves. You know, in passing, somebody will say to you when they know that you're dealing, you know, up to your eyebrows with care issues, oh, call me if you need anything. Well, you never do because you never think about what do I need. But there are so many things, even mowing your lawn or, you know, taking your dog for a walk so you don't have to worry about the dog or little things that you wouldn't necessarily. It's those few moments that you don't have to do that one thing that gives you a breather. It's so important. And introducing, particularly with patients who are going to be in a long-term care situation because of their dementia or whatever their illness is, it's important to introduce other people into their lives. Many times they don't go out or want to go out. You have to bring that person into them. That person may very well be a great opportunity to give you the respite you need to get out for a few hours to shop, to go to the stores, to take care of yourself, go to a doctor's appointment for yourself. We see many times caregivers put their health on the back burner because there's not enough time. So it's bringing in other people, other resources to just give you a break.
That sounds like a really easy way to just express some of the needs that you may have with the people around you so that you as a caregiver can get a little more support and not feel so stressed out, because it's really difficult to make decisions when you're that stressed out.
Absolutely.
And we tend to make mistakes and overlook things
because
we're tired.
Exactly.
Exhaustion is not a good way to manage the life of someone who has a chronic condition. And we have to be able to manage their care. And as a caregiver, people have to be able to manage their own care first. And I know we talked a little bit earlier about people with memory loss and dementia and Alzheimer's, and even just doing some different types of memory games. That can help as well, can it?
Well, it certainly is a good way to help individuals be entertained or to distract them or to... but one has to be careful with that. I think if you are in maybe the very early stages or you're worried about it, I think a lot of those word finding, Sudoku, puzzles in general that make you think, learning new activities, wonderful ways to stimulate the brain and to kind of keep your memory focused and help your memory. Once dementia sets in, you have to be very mindful of what the person's limitations are. We try not to point out any of the limitations that really make them feel bad, that they can't do things anymore that they like to do. So you try to work within the confines of what you know they can do and encourage that.
That sounds like good advice. We're going to take a little bit of a break, Linda, and then we're going to be back and talk more about how to make an appointment with the Center for Healthy Aging and how to access these wonderful services that we're talking about today. Hope everyone stays with us.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back here at Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour from 3 to 4 o'clock today, and today is September 14th, and I have my guest Linda Bryant, the Director, Center for Healthy Aging. And Linda, I think it's really important if we can talk about how someone who wants to make an appointment with the Center for Healthy Aging, how they can access those services.
Oh, absolutely. Well, let me give the number one more time. If you are interested in either the Memory Center, if you're younger and you're experiencing some memory problems, we also can see you as well. And the number is the same for both the geriatric population, for the younger individual, would be 908-788-6373. Just let us know what the particular reason for your call is. Our office coordinator takes all the calls, and then she will give them to either myself or to the social workers. And we would do what we call an intake. We would ask some questions just to get some background. We would then also get the medical records from family docs or particular physicians that have been treating the individual. And we would set the appointment up and do our evaluation. The memory center patient would be with us for about two and a half hours, and the geriatric patient might be with us for about 3 hours.
Excellent. And I'd like to review the support services again, because I think that's so important.
Sure.
And such a great resource to have. So I know you have one the first Thursdays from 1 to 3.
Correct.
And that one is at the Hunterdon Behavioral Health Center.
It's on the fifth floor in their conference room. Yes.
Okay. And then you have a second one that is specific for people with Alzheimer's and also with dementia?
Other forms of dementia. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. And that one is at your office?
That is in our office on the fourth floor. It's the original building of the Hunterdon Medical Center. And that's from 7 to 9 p.m.
And that's the second Wednesday of the month?
Second Wednesday. And you can call Kathy Mason for both support groups.
Excellent. And Kathy can be reached at 908-237-2364. That's that number again for Kathy Mason. Talk about either of the two support groups that are offered once a month. And that number, 908-237-2364. So I've been chatting with Linda Bryant, Director, Center for Healthy Aging, and we've been talking about exactly what healthy aging is and the services that are available in Hunterdon, and how overwhelming it can really be for caregivers not just those that have a medical condition or a chronic condition, but also for the caregivers. And Linda's been giving a message that caregivers are not alone in this community.
That's right.
And that there's a lot of support.
I know we've put a lot of emphasis specifically because it is probably one of the most stressful dealing with Alzheimer's or the dementia patient. But I also want to say that anyone who is, any caregiver who is experiencing a loved one that you think has depression, they're on many medications, that they're ill quite often, if there's unexplained weight loss, that you really don't know what to do with or you're really concerned, these individuals also certainly would qualify for a thorough assessment. So it's not just about dementia and Alzheimer's disease. It's about anyone who's not doing their best.
And we haven't talked about it specifically, but I know we talked about it either at the break or before we started, that you serve all people. If they have insurance, if they don't have insurance, and
correct.
You can even help people who don't have insurance become eligible for different types of Medicaid and charity care.
Yes, yes. And for those Medicare individuals, if you have met your deductible, there is no money that you'd be putting out for the assessment.
So there's no additional
out-of-pocket
expenses.
Once you've met your deductible, correct.
That's right. Excellent. So I don't want anyone who perhaps doesn't have insurance to say, oh, this really sounds like me, or, this sounds like my mom or my dad or whoever you may be, the loved one you're taking care of. You shouldn't let a lack of insurance stop you from making the phone call and trying to assess services, because there's so many different resources.
Absolutely.
That are available. And I know you work closely with a lot of different community support services, and also just wrapping around services. Like, for example, if you don't perhaps provide the in-home care, but you make sure if someone needs in-home care that they have the resources to access those
Absolutely.
Services.
Definitely.
So it can be really complicated. The whole healthcare accessing services and getting medications and assessments can be really, really difficult. And not everyone has a family physician. So it's great for aging patients that have them. They really are an underutilized resource. They can have a lot of influence with the patient and with the whole medical community to make sure they're getting the tests that they need and the services that they need. But we have advocates in ourselves as well. If we're caregivers of someone else or as a patient, it's your voice. You have to speak up if you notice something or you feel like you have some type of memory loss or things aren't right, or you've skipped your medication. That's really important information you have to provide.
Absolutely. And we do see patients from out of state and from out of county. Medicare is a federal program. Most of our patients are elderly, but we do see a fairly significant number of younger people for the memory center, and we do accept private insurances as well. But we do see people from out of state, and we do see people from out of county.
And with a different county transportation, if a senior is able to use the county link or different transportation,
sure.
You can help to make those arrangements?
We can help them. The one thing I will say is that when we see a patient, if there is any family member, we really want, whether they're a memory patient, memory center patient, or a geriatric patient, we want somebody to accompany that individual, because we always have to have the caregiver or someone who knows the patient well enough that if they needed help, that would be the individual that they would call.
Okay,
and you can see it being accompanied by someone who does not have memory problems or who is there for this individual is very important.
And it's great if people do have a caregiver. Unfortunately, so many people end up alone in,
absolutely
in this
true.
Community, which is another reason, if you have an elderly neighbor, to go check on them, bring them piece of fruit or a cantaloupe or some flowers from your garden, or just check in on your neighbors. We're always a stronger community when we take care of one another. We have about 3 minutes left, Linda, and I want to just give out your number again, if that's okay.
Sure.
So if you want to reach Linda Bryan to talk about anything we discussed today, she is the Director, Center for Healthy Aging, and Linda Bryan's can be reached at 908 788-6372. 3. Do you have any final wrap-up thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners here today, Linda?
Well, if you have questions about anything that's going on with your loved ones and you would like to learn more, please call me. You've got the number. I take many phone calls just to answer questions, so you're welcome to call.
Excellent. And I'm sure our listeners can tell from the last hour here with you, Linda, that if you don't know the answer, and I would find it hard to believe that you don't know most answers of typical questions that come in every day because of your wealth of experience, I feel pretty confident that you would be able to research and to provide some other services.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm really good at referring people to those that I do know the answer.
Well, that's excellent. Well, I thank you for being my guest here at the Hunterdon Medical Center Hour. I had a great time talking to you today, learning a little bit more about exactly what healthy aging is and all of the services that are offered through the Hunterdon Medical Center and the supports that is available in the community. And I encourage anyone who is a caregiver and juggling a lot of different things to reach out to Kathy Mason at 908-237-2364. Learn a little bit more about the support services that are available here in Hunterdon County. We are a smaller community, but we're a strong community. So it's important if you recognize the sign of a loved one who needs some services that you make that first call and get the assessment started, because I'm sure that it will be very, very helpful to help your loved one in aging in place. So I want to give you Linda's phone number one more time, 908-788-6373. This is Georgine Trinkle, your host today for Hunterdon Medical Center. Today is September 14th, and I hope you all have a glorious day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Northern California's raging Valley Fire has turned deadly. The massive wildfire has claimed the life of one person and remains at 0% containment, covering an estimated 50,000 acres.
As we came down, there was fire everywhere. And all our houses, our neighbors' houses, friends' houses, everybody's houses are burning up.
Cal Fire says hundreds of homes have been destroyed since the fire erupted on Cobb Mountain Saturday afternoon. The fires prompted California Governor Jerry Brown to declare a state of emergency in Napa and Lake counties. Authorities in western Kentucky are searching for a suspect who shot and killed a Kentucky State Police trooper. The suspect's vehicle was found abandoned in the median of Interstate 24 in Lyon County last night. A police spokesman would not disclose the trooper's name nor more information about the incident. Authorities are calling it a very dangerous situation. Kentucky County Clerk, who went to jail because she wouldn't issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, goes back to work today. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis was released last week. This is USA Headline News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26, valid in-store and online while supplies last.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day.
Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer is proposing legislation that would prevent drones from flying near airports and major events. Schumer says close calls between drones and commercial airliners are on the rise.
It is only a matter of time before a drone is sucked into the engine of a passenger airliner. it crashes and huge tragedy results.
Schumer has introduced a measure requiring companies that make drones to use something called geofencing technology. That means building something into a drone's software that prevents it from flying into dangerous places.
The elegant solution is called geofencing. And what it means is this, that every drone has software inside of it that helps it fly. You can build into the software a program where a drone can't fly in dangerous places.
American Airlines is taking a hard look at its internal procedures after admitting a serious blunder. The airline owned up to flying the wrong plane.